Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Luke chapter 2 and verse 6, and it says, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring to you today good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Praise be unto God." Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? I am fighting off that cough, so I'm going to need some touch from the Lord today. Father God, I'm so grateful for your love and grace and mercy. I'm grateful to you, Lord, for the season in which we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, He that came over 2,000 years ago, dear Lord, to redeem us from our sin. And I thank you, dear God, that our names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life because of that redemption. Father, I ask your blessing to be upon this word today as it comes forward. I need your divine unction. I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost today, dear God, to bring forth this word in a way that would magnify and uplift the name of Jesus and glorify you, dear God, and that might be pleasing as it goes into your ears in the throne room of heaven. Let me bless you today, dear God, and let me be your vessel. Use me, Father, and let me speak only that which would glorify you and which you would ordain. And I ask your God that as this word goes forward, that everyone under the sound of my voice would be blessed by it, that they would glean from it, they would grow from it, and their souls and spirits be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. Do y'all remember that old song? I think it was Creedence that put it out, Creedence Clearwater Revival, back in the late 60s, early 70s. Signs, signs, everywhere the signs. There was a sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply for a job. Yeah. Well, I don't believe that sign's up anywhere anymore. I believe now there's a sign that says, long-haired, freaky people can now apply. Because we ain't got nobody wanting to work today. Long-haired, freaky people. Hallelujah. I would have fit in that category a while back. But now I just ain't got long hair. Thank you, Bob. But have you ever tried to go somewhere down the road? No, I'm talking before GPS. How many of you were driving before there was a GPS? How did you get somewhere before the GPS? MapQuest. Or did you happen to, using MapQuest and using maps, didn't you have to use road signs? I figured somebody would grasp onto that concept because I set it up nice. If you're trying to get somewhere, you follow the signs. Now, I preached a message last week on a way in a manger, and I talked about how that the mangers, the traditional mangers that we have, are made of wood, and they were not really made of wood. They were made of hewn out stone. And I always wondered, what was a swaddling clothes? I always thought it meant, oh, that's a baby blanket. But that's not what it was. Swaddling clothes were straps of clothing that the priests, when they had a spotless lamb born, they would wrap it in that swaddling clothes, and they would put it in that stone manger for protection because it was to be the sacrificial lamb. And boy, we talked about that last week. You talked about how impactful that was, the fact that the Lamb of God was born and wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. Now see, the thing about that was, while I was preaching last Sunday, I got to the point where the shepherds were told by the angel, and said, "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." I have not been able to get that phrase out of my mind all week. "This shall be a sign unto you." What really was going on, saints, what really was going on was that, you know, God has a purpose for everything he puts in the Bible. Y'all know that, right? He has a purpose. This, I was thinking yesterday, reading that passage over and over, I just found out last week how very much more there was to that passage than what I have always studied before. And then it dawned on me, you stupid old fat man, if you were to actually go back and read that entire thing, and if you could actually tap into the mind of God, you would find out there is so much more that God packed in those few phrases that has an eternal significance for us than you would ever dream of imagining you could find. And you know, God's like that, because the ways of God are a foolishness to men. His ways are so high and so mighty that when we look at him, we think, well, that's stupid. But it always ends up working out for the best, don't it? You know why? Because he's God. Because he's God. And he is the smartest man in the planet that's ever existed or ever will exist, got his wisdom from God. And that smartest man that's ever existed or ever will exist, just because he is the smartest that ever has or ever will, he still has not got a fraction of the knowledge or the wisdom that God has. Because God's ways are high and perfect. But all week long, the phrase, "This shall be a sign unto you," has just resonated within my spirit and my soul. Hold the comment. Yeah, but you fix it. I actually had another message prepared for this morning. Come on, come on. And was it last night or this morning, Mason, that I told you to switch it? This morning. I said, "Mason, put this passage of scripture in there just in case." Because I got a feeling. You know, I had a feeling. Well, that feeling has come to fruition because I cannot even possibly think of what the other message was. So I knew that was the one. "This shall be a sign unto you." What God was doing when he sent the angels to give that message to the shepherds, he said, "This shall be a sign unto you." The thing of it is, the shepherds, because their livelihood was sheep, connected dots. They knew that when the priests found a spotless lamb, because their livelihood was sheep. That he would wrap them in that swaddling clothes for protection and lay them in that manger. And that lamb, that precious spotless lamb, was to be sacrificed for the sins of the family. So when they saw a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, God said, "This shall be a sign unto you." That's why they left the hillside and went down into Bethlehem and looked for that baby. You see, they had heard about the Messiah coming for decades. What's it called? What's it called? It's 100 years.
Century.
Thank you. Yellow. For centuries, they had been hearing about the Messiah coming, and they all thought when the Messiah came that he was going to topple the Roman government. And he was going to set up his kingdom and put Israel at the top of the world. Because the word that God sent said, "And of his kingdom there shall be no end." But that's not what God meant. Oh yes, Christ was coming to set up his kingdom, but it wasn't a kingdom of earth. It was a kingdom in glory. Come on, somebody. "And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And those shepherds said, "We got to see this. That angel appeared before us. We want to go." And they left their flock in the field, which they didn't do. They left their flocks in the field to go find, because they knew that if they found a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, wrapped up tight like a sacrificial lamb, that he was the Messiah, and they wanted to see him. Signs everywhere the signs. Folks, the disciples or some folks came to Jesus one time and they said, "Lord, please tell us, what shall be the sign of thy coming?" And he said, "When you hear the gospel of the kingdom preached in all the world." He said, "When you see these things, and when you see these things, and when you see these things, and when this gospel of the kingdom is preached into all the world, then you'll know." I'm getting ready to shake your world up a little bit. And some folks might get mad at what I'm getting ready to say. You get mad at me, I can fix it. You can take me out to lunch and everything will be fine. But the pandemic has been a horrible, horrible thing to this planet. But you know what the pandemic has done? Every church with a camera, every church with a phone, with a smartphone, is now broadcasting the gospel of the kingdom into all the world. What shall be a sign? Jesus himself said, "Well, when you see the eagles gathering, you know that the carcass is over there and they're getting ready to feed." He said also, "When you see these signs, when you see these things unfold, when you see these things happen, know that my return is soon." This past week at prayer meeting, the Lord spoke something into my heart and said that after this last Christmas, now I don't know that he meant this is going to be the last Christmas, but in my spirit for the past few months, I have been thinking this is going to be the last one we see. Now that's not God speaking to me. This is just me thinking. It's me hoping. Me praying. But I've been feeling very strongly that we have seen our last Christmas. Because Jesus is getting ready to step out on a cloud. The trump of God shall sound. And the archangel will descend with a shout. And the graves are going to break open and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. If you will look, This shall be a sign unto you. This is what the Lord has been speaking in my heart. This shall be a sign unto you. All the prophecies that we have heard for decades about the tribulation period and the rapture, depending on, it doesn't matter which one of the tribulation rapture theories you subscribe to. There's three theories that say the church will be taken away in the rapture before the tribulation. There's three that say that the church will remain. Now, there's two that say that the church will remain until after the tribulation. And there's two that say that the church will be taken away in the middle of the tribulation. That's pre, post, and mid-trib theories. It don't matter which one of those you subscribe to. All the other prophecies about the tribulation period are unfolding as we speak. I saw a news article. I've been talking about this vaccine. I couldn't make all the dots connect with that vaccine, but they're connecting now. They've been talking about a vaccine passport, requiring everybody to get a vaccination, or requiring everybody to get a vaccination passport before you can travel, before you can do this, before you can do that, before you can buy or sell eventually. The vaccine passport. The news article I read this week, the Verichip that I've been talking about for the last 30 years, they are really getting ready to introduce that as the vaccine passport. You take the chip and it's recorded on the chip whether or not you've had the vaccination. Because I can make you a vaccine passport in my computer. And I can make it look just as authentic as the ones that they're giving out. I can make you a birth certificate. I can make you a driver's license. And I can make it look just as authentic and real as the ones you have. But I can't do nothing with that chip. That chip is going to prove your identity, who you are. It proves your medical history. It proves your financial history. It tells people how much money you got in the bank. There are people now that literally can scan their hand and pay for their items in the stores. And they're going to connect that chip to the vaccine passport. I knew that it was going to be connected somehow, I just didn't know how. When they start coming to you and saying, take this chip, or you're going to lose your job, trust me, you don't want that chip, you don't need that job that bad. Trust me. Because that chip, it comes with a battery. And the battery is recharged over and over and over, but by how deep it is in your skin. That's the reason the only place it works is right here or right here. Come on now. But that battery, I don't care how many times it recharges, it only lasts 6 years. And after that 6 years, that battery dies and corrodes and causes a massive boil to come up under your skin where that chip is. And look up boils in the book of Revelation and find out what it says about people who receive grievous boils in their skin where the mark of the beast is. Saints of God, this shall be a sign unto you. The Lord said, when you see these things come to pass, know that I'm on my way. Look up, my redemption draweth nigh. I got something to say to you. If you can sit here right now and you can say, without your heart going pitter-patter, without a sick feeling in your stomach, if you can say, I know I'm going to heaven, praise God for you. But I pray every day. And in that prayer I pray every day, I pray like Paul prayed. Dear Lord, forgive me. Dear Lord, forgive me. What about grace? You know, God's grace is truly amazing. And God's grace is so real and so powerful. But you can walk out from under it if you do it intentionally. You can walk outside of his grace. Or he wouldn't say in his word, I'm married to the backslider. Amen. I would, and me, I don't want to play no games with my eternal soul. Amen. When I got burned from the waist down with 5 gallons of 380 degree grease when I was 19, three seconds I was in that grease. Second and third degree burns from my waist to my toes. I decided at that point, I ain't burning in hell. Because hell is forever. I'm not going there if I can help it. And I'm not going to play a game with my soul. Well, grace is there. I can do what I want to. You don't need to play with your soul. Either. Pastor, why are you getting so scary? Trust me. If I could scare you into getting saved and going to heaven, boom! But I can't. All I can do is tell you what the truth is. All I can do is tell you that his coming is very soon. All you got to do is pick up a newspaper or watch the evening news and you'll know his coming is very soon. And if you don't remember, if everything else I have said today is baloney, that one thing is true. You can look at the signs of the time. And know that his appearing is very soon. This shall be a sign unto you. The signs are there, saints of God. The signs are there. God is speaking. God is calling. I only have one real purpose for existence. I'm not worth much else than to do this one thing. And that's to do everything I possibly can with the gifts and the talents that God has given me to use them to do everything humanly possible to make sure that when I get to heaven, I see your face. That's all I care about. And if I offend you while I'm trying to get you to heaven, you get to heaven and you will forgive me. But if you can't forgive me before then, you ain't going. Because the Lord said, if you can't forgive others, your sins won't be forgiven. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that all I'm trying to do is get you inside the gate. Because once you're inside the gate, whether you're the greatest or you're the least, you're inside the gate. And you're not in that place that God created for the devil and his angels as punishment. The devil and his angels are not in hell ruling and reigning in hell. It's just, that's just not the way it is. They've never been to hell. Hell is a place that God created to punish them for eternity when time came to an end. Well, Pastor, God didn't make hell for me. He sure didn't. What he did do was make a way for you to get to heaven, and he offered it to you for free. All you got to do is accept it and receive it. Would you bow your heads with me today? My Father in heaven. I have delivered my soul, dear God, of the burden you placed on it for this moment. I have given them everything, dear God, that you gave me today. And I thank you, dear Lord, for your love and grace and mercy and your power and your spirit. And I thank you, dear God, for your leading and your loving. Lord, right now, this very moment, I plead the blood of Jesus over every soul under the sound of my voice, those in this house, those listening by radio or TV or live stream, I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, dear God. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would dispatch your angels to go where they are. Minister to their souls day and night, dear God, to compel them to come to you, to come to salvation, so that their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, so that they will receive heaven and miss a devil's head. Lord, that's the whole reason you sent your Son. It's the whole reason that you put the entire timeline into play. Was so that we could be in heaven with you because of your great love for us. Now, Lord, if there be a soul under the sound of my voice that does not know for sure and certain that they're going to end up in heaven with you, I ask your God that you would bring the Holy Spirit's power of conviction heavily upon their hearts. And draw them, dear God, to an altar of prayer. In Jesus' name. If you're in the house today, and the Lord is gripping your heart, and you've got that nice little sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, that little sick feeling in the pit of your stomach is something that we call conviction. That's when your flesh is warring against the Spirit of God that's in you. And it's causing you that discomfort. And if you're feeling that, that means God is calling you to this altar. If you're here in this house today, and you don't know for sure that if the trumpet sounded this moment, that you would be in heaven, then I beg you and I plead with you, come and pray. The altar is open. Come and pray. There's one. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Is God speaking? I know God's speaking. I can feel it. I can feel it. I know He's talking. I know He's speaking to hearts. I feel conviction in this house. And it's not just coming from this morning. I feel it coming from several places in this house today. Trust me when I say to you, God is speaking to hearts. And when I say this, you'll know who you are. You are fighting against it so hard because you don't want someone else to see you make the walk. You don't want someone else to see you walk down here because of what they might think. Let me tell you a secret. They don't matter right now. All that matters right now is you and eternity and your relationship with the Lord Jesus. If God is speaking, somebody just about picked up their foot to come down to this altar and put it back down. They just about.
Friends, we always like to end our service, each service, with this sinner's prayer. And if you would repeat after me, we use the right hand and use each finger on the right hand to signify and to pray with each of these parts of this prayer. If you'll repeat after me, dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and you were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me a Christian. In Jesus' name.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the Fellowship Hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.